Chapter 43. Christmas was in full swing by noon on December 25th. Foggy didn't know what the best part was. That Matt had crocheted a Christmas sweater just for him, a wonderful nod to the family tradition, or that all the noise and the smell of good food had a curative effect on his dad, his back ceasing to trouble him. Or maybe that was just the power of rum and eggnog. Whatever it was shaping up to be one of the best Christmases he'd ever had. However, an hour in the bathroom with Candace and Mom had done nothing to take the shine off the colorful bruises that marked Theo's face in the aftermath of the attack on the butcher shop. Mom just kept saying how glad she was that the family holiday card had already been sent out, not that Theo cared. He wore those bruises like a badge of honor, and it was only Mom's insistence that everybody sit down and eat that stopped him from telling the fabled story of the mysterious masked man who'd saved the butcher shop for the 8th time. Not that Theo had even seen Matt in his ninja getup. He'd been unconscious at the time. Foggy shook his head as he piled slices of turkey on top the mountain of mashed potato on Matt's plate, topping the whole thing off with cranberry sauce and Candace's cornbread. It was not a fancy meal by anyone's standards, but there was good home cooking in it and a lot of love and good cheer. That cheer was getting cheerier all the time. Every time he looked, his dad was filling up someone's wine glass. Thank God the kids were eating in the other room. Foggy had only been bumped from the kids' table to the adults' table the Christmas before. That was what came of being the little brother. He was always the baby. Not anymore, though. He felt quite grown up as he sat there, sipping his wine and watching Matt make a start on Christmas dinner. The two of them never ate this well during the semester, and Foggy fully intended to take advantage of good home-cooked meals before he and Matt went back to eating cafeteria crap and ramen noodles in the new year. Aunt Jeannie's sweet potato casserole was as good as Foggy had ever tasted. It was even better for the fact that his aunt had let Matt help make it. He was capable of just about anything he set his mind to, Mr. Matthew Murdoch, and Foggy cast him an admiring look over the top of his wine glass when the meal came to its conclusion some 40 minutes later. A feeling of sleepiness and warmth stole over him as he watched Matt help Mom clear the table and start bringing out the desserts. He couldn't bring himself to protest when Matt sneaked an early Christmas present to him under the table, in defiance of the family rules that stipulated presents should be placed under the tree and only opened after lunch, so that pictures could be taken of them all together. He untied the ribbon on a cookie tin filled to the brim with homemade gingerbread, his mom's recipe that Matt now knew by heart. Foggy smiled and blushed, the heat rising in his cheeks only partly due to the wine, as he murmured a thank you and kissed Matt's cheek. Fortunately, everyone was too focused on selecting desserts and opening Christmas crackers to bother teasing him about kissing his boyfriend in front of them all. Foggy didn't pay his family much attention as the desserts were passed around. Or at least, he didn't until the little jokes from the Christmas crackers started to be read aloud. He didn't mind the ones about private elf care or even cross-mouse cards. It was the joke that Uncle Timmy read aloud that made him freeze and glance nervously at Matt. "What do you call a blind reindeer?" his uncle asked, reading the scrap of paper he'd found in a Christmas cracker. "I have no idea." It was an admittedly weak joke, and a terrible one at that. Foggy didn't laugh, and Matt didn't either, but the rest of the family did, and Foggy wished they wouldn't. Matt just gave a very forced smile and nodded, but his lips were pressed together in the kind of tight way that Foggy had come to associate with tension. Matt didn't enjoy the joke. Foggy looked at him for a long moment, frowning slightly. The thing was, Matt was no stranger to blind jokes. He told them more often than anyone else. Hell, the first melody Matt ever played for him on the piano was Three Blind Mice. But when Matt excused himself from the table about 10 minutes later and skipped dessert entirely, Foggy sighed, an anxious feeling tying his stomach into knots. Matt was upset about it. And, okay, Uncle Timmy didn't exactly target Matt with that joke. It came from a Christmas cracker, but that didn't make it okay to read in front of Matt either. Foggy bit his lip and stood up, setting Matt's gift on his chair and placing a slice of pecan pie in a bowl for his boyfriend before it all got eaten. He heard the back door slide open, then shut a moment later, and he picked up a dessert spoon and a napkin, gripping the bowl of pie in his other hand as he made his way out onto the back patio where he knew he'd find Matt. "Hey," Matt said quietly, as Foggy slid the door open and stepped into the icy December air. "Hi, I brought you some pie," Foggy announced. Not that Matt couldn't smell it already. Force of habit, he supposed, as he placed the bowl in Matt's hands and shut the door behind him. "Thanks," Matt muttered, accepting the dessert spoon and napkin Foggy passed him. Matt seemed so quiet and withdrawn as he picked at his pecan pie that just about broke Foggy's heart. The reappearance of Matt's glasses was a pretty good indicator about how he was feeling, and Foggy didn't know what to say to him. It was just a stupid joke, he thought, considering it a possible starter to the conversation he and Matt clearly needed to have. Well, it had been a joke, but he wasn't about to point that out to Matt. He wasn't going to excuse a tasteless, discriminatory joke that got told to kids. And wasn't that awful? Kids learn this kind of stuff. Kids! God, Matt had been dealing with this crap forever. Since he was 9, he realized, stifling a groan. It wasn't fair or right. "I'm sorry, Matt," he said quietly. "You shouldn't have had to put up with that." "It's fine," Matt muttered, playing with his dessert spoon. "No, it's not," Foggy insisted, shivering slightly and wishing he'd thought to put on his jacket before coming outside. "You don't have to do that with me. You're allowed to say something if someone upsets you." "He didn't upset me," Matt said, so defensively that Foggy sighed and shook his head. "Matt," he said pleadingly. The red tinted glasses that obscured his eyes from view gave nothing away. Matt so rarely wore them around him anymore. It felt strange to Foggy for Matt to hide his eyes from him. He hadn't done that in so long, for well over a year. He felt like he'd stepped back in time, like it was another Matt he was looking at, a closed-off, defensive one, who didn't trust that people wouldn't hurt him. But then Matt spoke. It's different, he mumbled, setting his half-eaten pecan pie on the patio table. "It just is. When I make a joke about being blind, it's fine. But if someone else does, who isn't vision impaired, it..." "It's a dick move," Foggy declared, nodding in understanding. "Yeah," Matt agreed, biting his lip. "I mean, it feels like I'm being singled out and forced to laugh at my own disability so that people aren't uncomfortable. It's not okay." Foggy actually felt relieved to hear Matt say those words. "It's not okay." Matt rarely said those words, and never to the kinds of people who needed to hear them, like Stick or Electra. If Foggy wasn't mistaken, Matt was actually learning to set healthy boundaries. That was a Christmas miracle in itself, and he hugged him, feeling both relief and pride in him. It wasn't just Foggy. Matt had grown too over the past year. He could see that now. "Let me have a word with my uncle about that joke," Foggy said, as he released Matt from the hug. "No, I will," Matt said firmly. "Just wait a minute." Foggy smiled as Matt slipped his glasses off and tucked them into the pocket of his jacket, a particularly stripy one that mingled red and pink zebra patterns and which Marcy Stahl wanted to burn in the street. The jacket was hideous, but as Matt would tell anyone who listened, it was what was on the inside that counted. In this case, a fleecy lining that was softer than clouds. "Thank you for coming out here just to make sure I was okay," Matt murmured, drawing Foggy into a second, softer hug. "Well, you did the same for me the other night, didn't you?" Foggy mumbled into Matt's chest. Only in a more badass way, obviously. "I don't know, Fog. You're pretty badass yourself," Matt declared. The fact that he hesitated before saying that particular word making Foggy grin. "Thanks," he mumbled, hiding his smile in Matt's jacket, which was warm and soft, if a little visually unappealing. Matt stood there holding him for a long time, and Foggy couldn't help thinking that this was where he always wanted to be, comforting Matt and protecting him, even from something as simple as a crappy Christmas cracker. He He was going to write that company a very strongly worded letter, he decided. If Matt approved, and only after Matt had a pointed conversation with Uncle Timmy, he had no doubt that his uncle would apologize once he understood how Matt felt about that stupid joke. It wasn't about making Uncle Timmy feel bad for what most people would have seen as a harmless joke. It was about teaching people, the way Foggy had been taught, to show more sensitivity and consideration to Matt, and to never stop learning new ways to show support. End chapter 43.